Officer Garrett Miller, the last prosecution witness in the case against fellow officer Edward Nero, contradicted the prosecutor's version of the events in the arrest of Freddie Gray in his testimony yesterday. Legal analysts tell WYPR's Kenneth Burns that that testimony could cut both ways.
Miller testified that he was the one who handcuffed Gray when he was arrested in April 2015 and that he placed Gray in leg restraints at the second stop a police van made on its way to the Western District Station. Prosecutors have charged that Nero's handcuffing of Gray after a chase amounted to assault. Miller, who goes on trial in July, is facing the same charges as Nero: second-degree assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. Miller had resisted testifying, but was ordered to do so by Circuit Judge Barry Williams, who is handling the cases of the six officers charged in Gray's death in police custody. Legal analyst and former prosecutor Warren Alperstein says Miller's testimony was a boost for the defense.
It was Officer Miller who made it abundantly clear that Officer Nero had nothing to do with the initial detention, specifically that Officer Miller was the only one, it was confirmed through Miller, that put the handcuffs on Freddie Gray, that it was only Officer Miller who detained Freddie Gray.
But University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert says Miller may have given prosecutors a boost as he tried to help the defense by portraying himself as the main officer who arrested Gray.
During the process, though, he gave the prosecution what it needed to argue that Officer Nero assisted Officer Miller, both in the apprehension by blocking Freddie Gray from leaving the scene, and then by assisting him onto the police van.
Colbert said that prosecutors could argue that Nero had a secondary role in assisting with Gray's capture, which could help prove their case. But Alperstein noted Miller also testified that higher-ups in the police department did nothing in the days prior to Gray's arrest to inform officers of a new policy requiring detainees be seatbelted in police vans. The defense continues its side this morning. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1. WYPR.